When Leslie asked me to speak at Friday evening services this week, a million different ideas ran through my head about what to talk about. I decided that I needed some inspiration in order to begin, so I went back to my bunk and I plopped down on my bed. These are the words that followed. I'm sitting here in 1EB, looking around at a bunk filled with clothes, jewelry, and other personal items. Girls are sitting on their beds reading, journaling, talking, and laughing. Team packages filled with crazy clothes and accessories are scattered around the bunk. Blossom, the baby doll, is lounging on a bed, and the bear-shaped kitty chair is positioned next to a bunk bed, waiting for a 16-year-old girl to sit on it. The year is 2015, but it could just as easily be 2008. 2008, the first time I lived in 1AB, that time as a camper. Switch the faces of the campers and the counselors, change the name of the baby doll, replace the bear-shaped kitty chair with a frog-shaped one, and everything is exactly the same as it was 7 years ago. You may ask yourselves, how is that possible? So much time has gone by, and surely something must be different. Yes, technically, there are a few changes. Some beds and cubbies have been moved slightly over the years. The plaques have gotten a tiny bit smaller, and the number of girls in 1EB has fluctuated. The outside world has changed too. Social media has taken over our lives. GroupMe chats have replaced our old-fashioned email chains. It is no longer enough to miss camp when we're not here or simply see our friends. We must also post about it to prove that this is the case. And I'm not gonna lie, my friends and I get caught up in it too. But despite the multitude of changes occurring around us, the basics of camp, our mission, our values, and the feeling we get while here, well, that all remains the same. There's always speculation that future campers will be different than the current ones. There's this fear that they won't love camp as much, that camp won't stay the same because of all the changes happening in the outside world. And I get it. It's scary to think about what will happen in the future when we're not here. It's frightening to think about how our beloved camp might change. But I can assure you, girls have had these thoughts for years. We had them. I'm sure some of you have them. And no doubt, girls in the future will have them as well. But guess what? Camp has remained the same. Despite our fears, Trip is still the amazing place it's always been. The consistency that we hold on to year after year in the promised land happens precisely because of the bubble we live in. This bubble keeps our traditions and sentiments alive despite the pressures of the outside world. I would like to think that no matter what current events or trends arise, our trip-like bubble will stay intact. But that is in your hands. Camp will only remain the same as long as we don't take this perfect little corner of the world for granted. Let's not burst that bubble by allowing the new technology of the day to enter and become a regular part of our time here. Because if we do, camp will change along with the trends. Don't let the warmth and security that we all feel at camp fade because you're too afraid to immerse yourself in this place. I want you all to close your eyes. No, actually, close your eyes. Picture your favorite spot at camp where you and your friends like to hang out. Think about all the memories you've made and the ones that you will continue to make there. Now, I want you to picture girls 7 years younger than you making similar memories in those same spots. For 1AB, that would be the juniors. For the juniors, that would be girls that don't even go here at the moment.